Chapter 2. By 4:30 in the morning, the priest was all cleaned up. I felt a lot better. I always did after. Killing makes me feel good. It works the knots out of darling Dexter's dark schemata. It's a sweet release, a necessary letting go of all the little hydraulic valves inside. I enjoy my work. Sorry if that bothers you. Oh, very sorry, really. But there it is. And it's not just any killing, of course. It has to be done the right way, at the right time, with the right partner. Very complicated, but very necessary. And always somewhat draining. So I was tired, but the tension of the last week was gone. The cold voice of the dark passenger was quiet. And I could be me again. Quirky, funny, happy-go-lucky, dead-inside Dexter. No longer Dexter with the knife. Dexter the Avenger. Not until next time. I put all the bodies back in the garden with one new neighbor and tidied the little falling-down house as much as I could. I packed my things into the priest's car and drove south to the small side canal where I'd left my boat, a 17-foot whaler with a shallow draft and a big engine. I pushed the priest's car into the canal behind my boat and climbed on board. I watched the car settle and disappear. Then I cranked up my outboard and eased out of the canal, heading north across the bay. The sun was just coming up and bouncing off the bright work. I put on my very best happy face. Just another early morning fisherman heading home. Red snapper, anyone? By 6:30, I was home in my Coconut Grove apartment. I took the slide from my pocket, a simple, clean glass strip, with a careful single drop of the priest's blood preserved in the center. Nice and clean, dry now, ready to slip under my microscope when I wanted to remember. I put the slide with the others. 36 neat and careful, very dry drops of blood. I took an extra-long shower, letting the hot, hot water wash away the last of the tension and ease the knots in my muscles, scrubbing off the small final traces of clinging smell from the priest in the garden of the little house in the swamp. Children. I should have killed him twice. Whatever made me the way I am left me hollow, empty inside, unable to feel. It doesn't seem like a big deal. I'm quite sure most people fake an awful lot of everyday human contact. I just fake all of it. I fake it very well, and the feelings are never there. But I like kids. I could never have them, since the idea of sex is no idea at all. Imagine doing those things. How can you? Where's your sense of dignity? But kids are special. Father Donovan deserved to die. The code of Harry was satisfied, along with the dark passenger.